You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
There's a new game in town.
What makes a rookie dangerous? We don't know anything about them.
And some new realities to explore.
There are more realities than you can possibly fathom. An infinite number of what-ifs.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 11th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Ahead of its season one finale this weekend, HBO has announced that The White Lotus, which follows the exploits of rich vacationers at an exclusive Hawaiian resort, has officially been renewed for a second season. The next installment will come with a couple big changes, a new group of vacationers at another White Lotus property somewhere else in the world. Before news of the renewal dropped, EW spoke to series creator, writer, and director Mike White about possibly returning to the world of his show. He was definitely game, but noted that it would logistically have to be somewhere other than Hawaii, saying, quote, "We would go somewhere different because there's no way we could be able to afford the four seasons in Maui, not in a pandemic. So yeah, it would have to be the White Lotus Kyoto or something, which would be fun too because we could get into culture clash ideas and stuff like that." Jeopardy contestant Matt Amodio has hit a major milestone as he continues his winning streak on the popular trivia game show. On Monday, Amodio became the fourth highest earner in Jeopardy history after beating out the other contestants in his 14th straight game, raking in a cumulative total of $440,600. That streak continued last night when he earned another $35,000, taking his total to $475,600. He's now less than $57,000 away from being the third highest earner in show history. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. So, what if today's number three pick were Marvel Studios' first animated series? Well, that's exactly what it is. Marvel's new Disney Plus series, What If, reimagines famous moments and events from the MCU, putting a new spin on the movies you know and love, and exploring the multiverse that was unleashed in the Loki season finale. For instance, what if Peggy Carter was the first super soldier instead of Steve Rogers? What if T'Challa were taken to space and became Star-Lord? What if Marvel's zombie comic series got an adaptation? Yes, zombie Iron Man is a thing you will see on this show. Many Marvel stars returned to voice their animated counterparts for the series, including the late Chadwick Boseman in his final performance as T'Challa. And the cast also includes Emmy winner Jeffrey Wright, who narrates each episode as the all-knowing and all-seeing cosmic being known as The Watcher. Here's Wright on how he prepared for his role and what fans can expect from the season.
I went back and dug in a little bit, you know, went back to 1963, to the moon with the Fantastic Four, to discover Watu, the Watcher, first. And then I dipped in, you know, to some of the What If comics themselves, which I think began in 1977. And it's just a really exciting opportunity there to kind of go back and reinvent some of the characters from the MCU that everyone loves. Reinvent not only the characters, but more importantly, to kind of, you know, reconfigure their stories and their narratives and their heroic arcs in a way. So there's kind of infinite possibilities with this thing. It's pretty exciting, and I think fans will be surprised by.
And you can see for yourself now. The first episode of What If is streaming on Disney Plus.
Number two.
Now on to our number two pick, which is also a number three, The Kissing Booth 3. Netflix's teen rom-com series comes to an end with this third and final installment, which picks up right where the second left off. It's the summer before Elle heads to college, and she's facing the hardest decision of her life. Not just whether to attend Harvard or Berkeley, but whether to move across the country with her boyfriend Noah or fulfill her lifelong promise to go to college with her BFF Lee. Either way, she's breaking someone's heart. Who's it gonna be? Here's a preview.
It was our last summer together, and I was gonna make it count.
Going on?
I got off the wait list.
So is she gonna make a decision just for me?
Look, if you trust her, then you've got to believe what she says and nothing less.
Elle?
Oh my God.
I hope things can be cool for us.
Of course it can, yeah. This one was gonna be tricky.
Of course, Marco is back in the mix too. If you don't have some kind of love triangle action, is it really a teen rom-com? You can see how it all ends up in The Kissing Booth 3 on Netflix now.
Trivia.
It is trivia time, calling all Swifties for this one. When she was just 11 years old, The Kissing Booth star Joey King appeared in the music video for what Taylor Swift song? Fearless, Mean, or The Story of Us? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. All summer long, we have been declaring, I want my teen TV, with a series of stories and videos on EW.com, ranking the top 50 teen shows, highlighting the best teen TV friendships, even looking back on the TV deaths that wrecked us the most. Well, today we have another entry from our Celebrating Art series with another star of a current teen TV show sharing what they love about the genre. Here's Lillian Carrier from Freeform's Everything's Gonna Be Okay answering the question, what you watching?
Recommendations. I'm a little biased, but I think what I'm doing and what our team is doing in Everything's Gonna Be Okay, where I play this beautiful autistic character and there's great disability and queer representation, and I think it's a great show. I highly recommend Everything's Gonna Be Okay, which is on Freeform and Hulu. It shows so many groundbreaking things that have never been seen on TV, and I hope is making a good impact, and I've heard people really, really appreciate that, so I highly recommend that. But shows that I am currently watching, I think the one I would recommend the most that I'm just so pumped for, and just every episode I was laughing my heart out and just felt so good watching, was Resident Alien. It's about like this alien that is trying to fit in this town and pretending to be a doctor, but has no idea how to socialize with humans. And to me, it's just such, as an autistic person, like having trouble socializing, it was just a great relatable thing, as well as just being a hilarious, amazing show that like has real stories and heartfelt moments while putting in all this crazy sci-fi humor with something. I just love that show, so I highly recommend it, and I'm really hoping they get a season 2 and it comes back. Resident Alien, which is Sci-Fi Network.
You can also catch up with Resident Alien on Peacock. Gotta say, it is a great showcase for star Alan Tudyk. And as Carrier said, Everything's Gonna Be Okay is available to stream on Hulu. And now, let's activate today's number one pick, The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies. MTV's hit competition franchise is back for its 37th season with a new twist on the spy theme from Double Agents. The new season, filmed in Croatia, features 17 U.S. competitors paired up with 17 international players, at least at the start. EW has confirmed that the game will evolve as the season goes on. What won't change, though, is that these agents will be tested both mentally and physically as they battle it out in epic competitions to win their share of $1 million. This season's cast includes only 15 returning veterans and 19 challenge newbies, which means it would make sense for the vets to put aside their combined decades of drama and work together to survive. But we all know they can't do that. And that could spell trouble in a season where the competition looks fiercer than ever, with the daily challenges at their most epic. Here's a preview.
The game is started.
I'm confident in my power. I'm not scared of anything.
I'm clearly a threat in this game. I'm ready for this.
What makes a rookie dangerous? We don't know anything about them.
They're scared. I'm taking everyone's head off.
Marky constantly comes in the top three. He's a problem.
All of us vets, we have to stick together because we're going to be outnumbered.
The Veteran Alliance is a very fragile one.
I don't trust you.
It's not going to last.
She's a nasty person. She cannot be trusted.
Let's battle in the back.
My man.
I'm going to give these people a hell of a time.
It's going to boil up. The vets are going to come for each other.
Yeah, things are getting intense this season. Exhibit A, one of the new players, is Survivor winner Michelle Fitzgerald, who fans may remember as a wine-loving party girl. But she has really stepped up her game for the challenge. Here's Fitzgerald on how she changed up her entire life to train for the show.
Well, I've always been good at, like, the mental challenges on Survivor, but I really was never good at anything physical on Survivor, and so I very much was like, okay, I need to actually get in the gym. I need to start figuring out, like, different ways to train, not just weight training, but I need to work on balance, stability, agility, boxing, things like that. So I just got a little bit creative, and obviously with it being COVID, gyms were closed. I wasn't able to get a personal trainer, so it really required, like, self-discipline, which is new for me. But I was like, I'm not going on this show without being, like, very, very prepared. So I was working out every single day, two times a day, three times a day. It was crazy.
Wow, sounds like we might be in for one of the best challenge seasons ever. It all begins tonight at 8 on MTV. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. When she was just 11 years old, the Kissing Booth star Joey King appeared in the music video for what Taylor Swift song? Fearless, Mean, or The Story of Us? Did all you Swifties out there get this one? The answer is Mean. King has also appeared in the music videos for Sabrina Carpenter's Sue Me and Marshmello Youngblood and Black Bear's Tongue Tied. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.